Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Happy anniversary, baby. Got you on my mind. Happy anniversary, baby. Got you on my mind.
Welcome back. 17 till the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Having a great visit with our good friend Tim Berry. I'm Jim Blasingame. I'm your host. Tim's our guest. He's our anniversary boy. We're celebrating his 15th anniversary as a member of our Brain Trust. Tim Berry, happy anniversary, baby.
Thank you, Jim. Love the music on your show.
Yeah. Well, it's great to have you here again. And folks, as you know, in fact, Tim was a member of our Brain Trust before I actually had to create the Brain Trust. I created the Brain Trust sometime later in 98. It's like around April, I think it was, I started thinking about a Brain Trust. Well, Tim was already, that's the reason I call people like, folks like him who've been with me so long, founding members of our Brain Trust and original founding members. And so, and time after time, month after month, year after year, he keeps coming back on the show to teach us about the things that he's learned, especially in the area of business planning. So, Tim, you've been a great resource, an abiding supporter. And for that, all of us, me and my audience, thank you.
Well, thank you. It's fun. You know, we have some good conversations sometimes.
Well, if we can't have fun, let's just forget about it, right?
Well, absolutely. I mean, you know, the work part, the idea that, and here comes some one-size-life-fits-all advice, but, you know, we have to mix because it is true that do what you love, love what you do. I think there's a lot of truth in that. But I did learn doing my own business through the years that nothing is always fun. And if a business is going to survive, sometimes you're going to go in to the office and tackle the hard problems.
Yep.
You're going to have those days when you got to keep pushing. And then the reward is, if you're doing what you love, then most of the time you're doing what you love.
Well,
sometimes you have to work your fanny off.
God knew what he was doing when he made babies so sweet and smell so sweet and just made you want to just love them to death. Because when they scream, when they cry, when they won't go to sleep, when they have a dirty diaper, you know, the other stuff overrides it all, right? And otherwise, we wouldn't keep having babies. In your small business, if you don't feel that way, if your business, if you don't love it enough to come back on the days when the diaper needs changing, then you're not going to be very happy. I agree with you, Tim. I mean, I think about the things that you have to do in a business to keep it going. If you didn't love it, you wouldn't do it. And we all have those. And as long as you have a business, you're going to have those things that you have to do. The dirty diaper stuff, don't you?
Yeah, it does take the work. And my business, Palo Alto Software, was about business planning and business planning software, and I loved it. But still, as you grow to 10, 20, 30, 40 employees, then it's about management. And there's a lot of stuff that you do because the company needs it. You're in charge, and nobody else is going to do it. You know, you have to do it. You have to be the leader.
And this is why I say that as you grow your small business, make sure the next step you grow it to is still leaves your company in a place where you can still love it. Because you and I both have seen people who thought the right thing to do was to grow their business, and they wind up getting their business on a scale where they didn't love what they did anymore. And if you're okay with that, that's fine. Back to you, as you said, one size fits all. This is not for me to say, Tim, what you should love, but be sure that you're going to be... If you're a small business owner because you want to find happiness, and most of us do, most of us are small businesses owners because we want to find some happiness, if that's what your goal is, if that's one of your main goals, you have to ask yourself that question, don't you, Tim? If I grow my business, will it still make me happy?
And I think you can't really expect to grow your business and have it always be easy. I think that happiness comes from getting through hard times, too. I just think that's human nature.
How is that? Tell us how that works.
That's business, too.
Tell us how that works.
The elements that, as a business grows, the core, we hope, is something you believe in, something that's good for other people, something that can give value. But the reality of the business is there are employees, there's management, there's tasks to do,
cash
to be
flow.
Divided up, there's money coming in and money going out, there are decisions to be made, there's hard times to get through, there's nobody that I know that's successful has not gone uphill pushing sometimes, like late nights, deadlines, doing the hard things in order to get to the times that they can coast and enjoy
mm-hmm.
it. It's never just monolithically, oh, I'm always happy.
But what I'm getting at, though, is when I say happiness, I'm not talking about obviously being giddy. I'm just saying when you're working that hard, if you feel like you're making progress and you're moving towards a goal, that's part of happiness.
And I agree completely with that. And I think you also need to believe you're doing something worth doing in most cases. I mean, I've mm-hmm. known people that were very cynical about their business, and they were driven by success and
right.
money, and that works for a lot of people.
Or there are people who've inherited businesses, and their father or their mother loved it, but they stepped into it because it was the thing to do, and they don't love it like the father or mother did.
It's a way to make a living. Yeah,
there is that. Hold on to that thought. We're gonna come right back after these messages. Tim, give us your website, please.
TimBerry.com.
All right, and also bplans.com. Check that out too, folks. Quick break, 10 till. Right back with Tim Berry. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.